There are a couple of local restaurants that are doing quite well. As a matter of fact, they are expanding. Veronica checked them both out.
Nola Donuts now has three locations. Owner and founder Robert Hertz started making donuts back in 2012 and says after the death of his mother and his brother-in-law, soon the idea of making a living from it began.
So I already had like a kind of a donut dream in Baton Rouge. And then when I moved here, I kept making the donuts, made them for people, you know, my sister's friends, and would bring them to little parties. And then after my mom passed away, you know, we just decided to embrace our culture and where we're from. So we wanted to share Nola New Orleans with just a Portland community. So, it all started from tragedy, but we all came together.
You guys are expanding now, so obviously business must be going pretty well.
Yeah, business is going very well. Everybody supports us. So we started off the Beaverton area in my apartment, and we were lucky enough to get into the Beaverton Farmers Market, and that's where it all began, you know. I would start making the donuts like at, 9, 10 o'clock at night. And then I lived with my brother at that time. And he would get up and help. And then he would continue frying, would bring as many as we could to the farmer's market because we couldn't fry that many in the little apartment, you know. And, you know, Beaverton supported us, you know, from day one.
I'm kind of a donut snob. I hate the factory tasting ones. Yours has so much texture and so much variety. I absolutely love them. Is that the New Orleans style?
Well, I would say the beignets are the New Orleans style donuts. But New Orleans is known for their, you know, they're rich and, I mean, like you said, textured and like quality. So, yeah, I think our whole menu reflects that. And then we do have the brioche donuts now. And then we have the croissant style donuts, which we call a lasagne. So it's like a Louisiana croissant donut. And then, like I said, we have the beignets and cafe au lait, which, you know, the cafe au lait and beignet combo is kind of like the classic New Orleans experience as well.
He's in Lake Oswego in downtown Portland, and now he's opening a third location, this one coming full circle, back to Beaverton. It's not only a donut shop, there will also be savory food there as well. Another business expanding? Afuri Ramen. If you go eat at their newest location in Slabtown, you can see exactly how it's made step by step. Chefs are usually hidden back in the kitchen, but here, they're visible from the dining room. I got the mini tour.
Chris here is going to drop the noodles in, and he's shaking it and stirring it around so to make sure that there's great coverage, that the water is getting in everywhere, the noodles cook evenly. And about 30 seconds out from this cook, he's going to pour the broth into the bowl.
Owner Taichi Ishizuki tells me most people know what instant ramen is, but not everyone has had authentic ramen.
This is part of more education process of what ramen can be, and kind of getting, sharing, understanding of how ramen is made. So it's not just eating ramen, guests can see what we do, since we don't have anything to hide because we built everything from scratch. So it's just good to have us to share what we do.
The original Fury Ramen in Southeast Portland was his first in the United States, and he chose to locate in Portland over anywhere else in the country because of the quality of the water here. He says that is key to a really great broth. Portland's water from the Bull Run watershed is similar in taste and softness to the water of Mount Ofuri, which is the inspiration behind the original ramen restaurant.
I can speak to the donut part of that, Veronica. Nola, you had those brought in. I've also seen them at farmers markets in Beaverton. I had one. It was a croissant filled with raspberry.
Mm-hmm.
That was delish.
I could have a bowl of that ramen from Ofuri
mm-hmm.
right now. And every day.